a tiny business tutorial considering artists and builders of art communities. The world needs a platform where people can request portraits. To get things moving, a user uploads an image and sets a budget, then artists compete to win. And of course, each artist has a store where users can request more paintings. The competition is a way to get people interested, curious, and moving, and maybe stressing a bit. And store pages is where artists quietly make money, and where they get to keep all the money they make. I think it is fair to say that this is a small and visual website where we can allow images to speak for themselves. This could also mean that informative icons would dominate text and make the user interface less cluttered for international users. The user interface should be simple, and text comments should rule over complex user interfaces. To make things look good, let us encourage square artworks. Everything will always align, and we can use square tiles everywhere. They always look good. Artists and users each have a homepage, almost like a dashboard. When user logs in, they will see a list of the photos they uploaded, along with progress images when the artworks are being worked on. Once a user pays, an artist will upload the big version of the file, and then a download button will show up on the user's dashboard. When the artist logs in, they will see art requests, which consist of two things: a neatly cropped square photo request and a matching budget. Here, the artist can request a better photo or say the budget is too small and decline the request entirely. Mostly, they will upload progress images. This will show the customers that they are loved and appreciated. There are some bonus features that can be explored, including a monthly subscription to a gold plan. But at first, it is better to wait and later see what features users are actually willing to pay for. Finally, there's an area here for investors and business owners, for community builders, and business-minded individuals. These are the folks who are interested in building artist communities. They bring a .com domain name to this system and build out the homepage. So this system can have multiple homepages, though it starts with one and grows slowly under the watchful eyes of investors. The key feature of the investor or partner backend is tools for onboarding artists and customers, along with some useful statistics. Here, the artist community owner can install a private business tool that will help them effectively contact artists to mutual benefit. This is not about spam. Depending on the business configuration, this can be for the purpose of asking for permission to post their art or offering sign-up bonuses. We can all agree that this is a very nice website for artists, and artists seeking work would benefit from at least knowing about it. Businesses like this grow by reaching out to artists and getting them to sign up. If it is done with class and honesty, respectfully and without annoying them, it is called good business that benefits both the investors and the artists. Don't ever just settle on one good idea. Look up and ask about store owners, and do it again and ask about community builders, and do it again and ask about investors. Always keep thinking up. Businesses expand upwards, not just sideways.